This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Judy Fisher, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-U-D-Y. Fisher is F-I-S-C-H-E-R. On November 15th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 69-year-old female, period. Height 5 foot 2 inches tall, weight 172 pounds, period. The individual was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 6 of 2021, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, period. I don't know if I dictated this, but the patient was the passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was sideswiped by a vehicle going the other direction, period. The patient was in a 2009 Lincoln MXK, which was an SUV, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Airbags were deployed, period. After the impact, the vehicle slid off the road into an embankment or ditch, period. Her right arm was fractured, period. She had immediate pain in her right hand and right wrist, period. She also had low back pain as well, period. New paragraph. Present day, despite treatment, the patient still has pain and dysfunction involving her right wrist and her right hand, period. Her low back pain has since resolved, period. Her right wrist pain is described as tender, throbbing, and aching, period. It is non-radiating in nature, period. It occurs approximately 1 hour per day, period. And this occurs approximately at least 2 days out of the week, period. She has diminished grip strength on a continuous basis, period. The patient is also having difficulty driving in vehicles, as she has a great deal of anxiety and is terrified to drive in a vehicle, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has difficulty opening jars, period. She has diminished grip strength in her hands, period. Everyday activities such as vacuuming and housework is affected, period. She has difficulty lifting her grandchildren, period. Sleep is affected, period. Cooking is also affected, period. New paragraph. Her prescription medications include metformin, comma, glipizide, comma, and hypertensive medications, period. She is using over-the-counter pain medicine for the present condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter pain medicines such as Voltaren, period. She is also using stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes and hypertension. New paragraph. Past surgical history involves cesarean section, toe surgery, laceration repair, comma, and right shoulder surgery with her ball replaced, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next day she was seen at Riverview Immediate Care, period. She had x-rays and was placed on medications and put in a sling, period. She was told that she had a fracture, and a couple days later was seen at Community East where more x-rays were obtained, and she was advised to continue her sling approximately 1 to 2 more weeks, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a retired lab tech, period. New paragraph under allergies. She's allergic to certain antibiotics. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, November 15th, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. The patient is left-handed, period. There's 15% swelling noted involving the right wrist, period. It was tender and it was warm to palpate of the right wrist. There was crepitance on range of motion of the right wrist, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right wrist, period. Right wrist flexion was significantly decreased, period. Right wrist extension was diminished by 14 degrees. Right wrist flexion was diminished by 34 degrees, period. The right wrist was shaky with twitching present. There was diminished strength noted in the right hand and right wrist. There was diminished neurological examination. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. There was diminished sensation, 4 centimeters, circular in nature, involving the right dorsal rich wrist, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese with normal bowel sounds. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Examination of the lumbar area was unremarkable, period. My diagnostic assessments are number 1, right wrist trauma, comma, fractured right radial styloid process, period. Number 2, right wrist effusion and right wrist pain. Number 3, lumbar trauma and strain resolved. Number 4, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. The above 4 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of March 6th of 2021, period. New paragraph. Upon review of numerous records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report from Riverview Hospital, March 7th, 2021, relates a 67-year-old female presents complaining of right forearm pain and to the lesser extent lower back pain, status post motor vehicle collision, period. Pain rather diffusely to the right forearm. She is right-hand dominant, period. On musculoskeletal examination, they noted soft tissue swelling to the dorsal aspect of the distal to mid right forearm, period. Mild tenderness, lumbar paravertebral musculature, no vertebral tenderness or step-offs, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine, no radiographic evidence of acute osseous abnormality. X-ray of the right forearm, no acute fracture or dislocation, period. MRI study of the right wrist, dated June 11th, 2021, showed intra-articular fracture line at the radial styloid, mild marrow edema slash contusion at the proximal comma ulnar aspect of a lunate, period. Small distal radial ulnar effusion, period. Dorsal capsular edema, which could reflect sprain or synovitis, period. Office visit note from Community Orthopedic Specialty Care, July 15th, 2021. Assessment is right wrist pain. states that they discussed with Ms. Fisher her clinical diagnostic findings, period, natural history of radial styloid fractures, period. This is now 4 months out, period. I did explain it is not uncommon to still have discomfort, period, end of report. New paragraph. Also, upon history, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient never injured her right hand or wrist in the past period. She was involved in an automobile accident several years ago, but did not sustain any significant injuries. She was seen in the emergency room only one time for this period. In terms of work injuries, she did have a fall at work where she fell several years ago and fell on the floor. She had injury to her right shoulder where she had surgery with no permanency, period. After review of all her records, I found that all her treatment that I've outlined above were all appropriate, necessary, and related to the automobile accident of March 6th of 2021, period. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. In reference to the right wrist, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, utilizing table 15-3, the patient qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, period. In reference to the lumbar region, she qualifies for 0% permanent impairment, as this has resolved, period. In reference to the post-traumatic stress disorder, I am leaving this open as she is presently being treated for this and was recently prescribed hydroxyzine by her family doctor, period. Certainly, she may require further psychiatric care and counseling for this condition, depending on how it shakes out over time, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She will need continued use of over-the-counter analgesics, anti-inflammatories at an estimated cost of $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need a wrist splint at an estimated cost of $150 that would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. As I mentioned earlier, she may need further psychology and psychiatric care for the post-traumatic stress situation, period. Estimated cost of the psychological care would be approximately $2,500, period. New paragraph. As a result of her fracture and injury to her right wrist, the patient will be more susceptible to a permanent arthritic condition over time as the patient ages, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.